The name of the Lord be praised. With the help of the Lord and his guidance, would you turn with me to chapter 14 of John? John chapter 14. We've been talking in testimony about insurance, because things happen. Things happen in our life, and you have to have insurance for important things. You have life insurance, car insurance, home insurance, things that are very valuable you have insured. And when you have this insurance, you want to make sure you're fully covered. So you ask questions. What are my payments going to be? What is the deductible? Am I covered fully? You ask these questions because you're concerned about your valuables. Well, Jesus Christ is our insurance man. We go to him when we have a problem. And he has taken care of us so greatly through our lives. Even though you go through things, his insurance covers us. And you ask, wow, what kind of a premium am I going to pay? How much money am I going to spend for this policy? What does Christ tell us? There's no payment. There's no premium. There's no deductible. I paid it all for you. I paid the price for you because I love you. Let us read in chapter 14, and we'll begin with the first verse. This is what our insurance man tells us. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. He's telling us that we are covered, our souls are protected by him. But yet, sometimes we have questions. Thomas questioned in verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Questions. And what did Jesus tell him? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Christ gave us this insurance policy. His life was the premium. He paid it all on Calvary's cross. And we have this hope of glory if we remain faithful to him. But we still ask questions. Philip, in verse 8, says, unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou, then show us the Father? He's been with them so long. He's been teaching them. He's been showing them the way. And he says, before I was here, my Father was here. Why do you question? Why do you have concerns? Dear ones, we have to have that faith to know that God is with us no matter what. Our insurance policy is for life. He paid it with his blood. His blood covers us. He protects our souls. And if we stand in the place where Jesus wants us to be, we are protected, fully covered. No doubt about it. We always have to go back and check with our insurance man to see if our coverage has changed, if anything has changed. But with Christ, we don't have to go back and check. He's taken care of us. He's made the way. He's covered us with his precious blood, and he saved the product, our souls. Our souls are protected by Jesus Christ. Your house is protected by the insurance company, but your soul is protected by Jesus Christ. He never turns his back on us. And Jesus says in the 9th verse, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the word that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. For what I do, there is no ifs, ands, or buts in this policy. There's no deductibles in this policy. There is no premium, because our Lord Jesus Christ paid it all. He paid the price. Praise God. If is not a word in our vocabulary. Shouldn't be a word in our vocabulary. If I would have done this, maybe this would have happened. If I would have done that, maybe that would have happened. No, dear ones, if we believe in God, we don't have to worry. The price has been paid. The price has been paid. When he died on the cross, he told the thief, today, you will be with me in paradise. In paradise. Not next week, not next month. You're coming with me right now. He don't mess around. He don't play games with you and me, dear ones. Even though you and I sometimes we question, well, gee, this has gone on so long. How can I wait anymore? God knows you better than you know yourself. And he'll take care of you. Oh, yeah. I've got arthritis. And it bothers me sometimes very, very badly. And I know I complain about it. But my wife always tells me, it's not going to kill you. But thank God, when we go through things, we know he's there for us. He'll give us the strength we need. He takes care of us, no matter what the problem might be. In chapter 15, and in verse 12, 13, and 14, these are his commandments. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. When a person is a servant, he does what the person has for him to do, but the person who owns this servant doesn't tell him all the household things or all his problems or what his financial status is. He doesn't tell him all this. But God, our Lord Jesus Christ, tells us, henceforth I call ye not servants, for the servant knoweth not his Lord what his Lord doeth. But I call you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will do it. He will do it. Sometimes it takes time, but sometimes he's waiting for you and me, saying, do you really trust me? Are you really waiting for me to do the work? As the sister spoke, and as Brother Mike always used to say, divine delay. Divine delay. Not in your time, but in God's time. He'll do the work. He'll do the work. That someday you and I will be able to stand before him. Thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the contract I signed with you. It doesn't expire. It's a lifetime policy. It protects your soul. If, the word is if, we remain faithful. If we remain faithful. If the world hates you, verse 18, ye know that it hateth me before it hated you. We know all over the world there's so much going on. I watched a program the other night about heaven. Where is it? How do we get there? And all the different people that talked about their religions and how some of these religions hate us so much, we are called the infidels. But killing us would give them great things. So they sacrifice their lives. But we have our sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed for us. And now we wait for him to call us home. We wait for him to call us home. In the meantime, we wait We pray. We have faith. And we love one another as he has loved us. Thank God that he is always there for us. He doesn't give us too many rules. All he asks us to do is to love one another, as it is written. And John 3:16 and 17 tells us, "For God so loved the world." And what does it say? "For God so loved the world." That's a small word, "so." But when you tell somebody, "I love you so much," that's what he's telling you and me. I love you so much. So much that I was willing to go and die for you. Be tortured on a cross. Be whipped and beaten and spit on for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. He doesn't come down here to condemn us, because he really could have, because we're not worth very much without Jesus Christ. But he didn't. He didn't. He didn't condemn us, that the world through him might be saved. Praise God. Thank the Lord that we have this hope of glory, that we have this signed, sealed contract from our Lord Jesus Christ that he paid for, and we don't have to worry about it anymore. All he asks is that we love one another and that we take care of our own. Praise God. Thank God that we have him and that we have this insurance policy. Praise God. The name of the Lord be praised.